everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on our second day of What is the World, and we're on lesson 242. I started us off yesterday, so that means Annette will start us off with paragraph one.
Okay, what is the world? The world is false perception. It is born of error, and it has not left its source. It will remain no longer than the thought that gave it birth is cherished. When the thought of separation has been changed to one of true forgiveness, will the world be seen in quite another light, and one that leads to truth, where all the world must disappear and all its errors vanish. Now, its source has gone, and its effects are gone as well.
The world was made as an attack on God. It symbolizes fear. And what is fear except love's absence? Thus the world was meant to be a place where God could enter not, and where his Son could be apart from him. Here was perception born, for knowledge could not cause such insane thoughts. But eyes deceive and ears hear falsely. Now mistakes become quite possible, for certainty has gone.
The mechanisms of illusion have been born instead, and now they go to find what has been given them to seek. Their aim is to fulfill the purpose which the world was made to witness and make real. They see in its illusions but a solid base where truth exists, upheld apart from lies. Yet everything which they report is but illusion, which is kept apart from truth.
As sight was made to lead away from truth, it can be redirected. Sounds become the call of God, and all perception can be given a new purpose by the one whom God appointed Savior to the world. Follow his light and see the world as he beholds it. Hear his voice alone in all that speaks to you, and let him give you peace and certainty, which you have thrown away, but heaven has preserved for you in him.
Let us not rest content until the world has joined our changed perception. Let us not be satisfied until forgiveness has been made complete. And let us not attempt to change our function. We must save the world. For we who made it must behold it through the eyes of Christ, that what was made to die can be restored to everlasting life. What is the world?
Okay, so I wanted to start us off today in what is the world, and you have probably, I know you've heard this before, we've talked about this, but I wanted to talk about it on the podcast because it's a spiritual thing that I've heard a lot from a lot of different spiritual systems, and it is the world is our classroom. What's your opinion on that? In reference to like what is the world? How does that stack up? Because what I want to be able to do also, like in my life and with what we're talking about here, is taking these things that we've probably all have heard, especially if we are on like we're a spiritual person, we're on our own spiritual journey. That's something I've heard, other people have said it to me. And so I want to see, how does that hold up with A Course in Miracles? Is that part of it?
Well, this is very much what I remember yesterday. I said, you know, like, so what would we do if we say, okay, the world is false perception and we're really struggling right now. So it's kind of like, we probably could talk about all of that at the same time.
Yeah.
Because if we're really struggling right now and someone says, well, the world is a classroom, you know, then
that's along the same lines of, oh, well, it's just perfect or it's an illusion.
Although the Course does say that our bodies are just learning devices. And so if the Course is saying that our bodies are just learning devices, there is something to it. But then again, it's that always seems to be not as compassionate and understanding as I think we really should be with one another. And speaking of compassion, what I wanted to talk about yesterday and what I've already you know, kind of alluded to today, is that if we're starting what is the world, and we say the world is false perception, it is born of error, and it has not left its source, it will remain no longer than the thought that gave it birth is cherished, we can kind of think like, well, what's wrong with me? Why am I thinking this into existence, so to speak? Because that also in spiritual circles is kind of a thought or something that is passed along. And I want to say that Michael Myrdad is the one who shares this. And when he first shared it, I wasn't so sure about it. And I know we've mentioned it one other time in the podcast, but know the truth and respect the illusion is very, very important when it comes to a lesson like this, especially if you happen to be suffering right now at this time. You know, life kind of has the ebb and the flow of life. And sometime when you're really in the thick of it, when you think about, okay, you know, this thought of separation and my perception is creating this experience that I'm having or making this experience that I'm having, then that's where we can really start, instead of understanding our worth, kind of, I guess, getting down on ourselves and saying what's wrong with me and how come I'm having this experience. And I do want to say, know the truth means I know who I truly am, and respect the illusion means, and we are in time and space, and if the sonship has disease in the sonship, I'm exposed to the disease. I'm part of the sonship. It doesn't mean that I necessarily did something quote unquote wrong because I have cancer or I have depression or I have, you know, whatever else I have. And that's really an important part for me in the course, is to understand that all of these ways that we have chosen to separate from one another and separate from our creator, it's not like we individually said, oh, I'm just going to do this. It's the collective had this tiny mad idea. What would it be like to be separate from God? Bow. This is what it's like to be separate from God. And all of this is the experience of the separation. That's really important for me, because I've spent time in my life thinking, you know, what did I do to deserve this? Or how did this happen to me? And as a coach, I see this all the time. People have tried so hard in their lives, and they can, you know, they can still be struggling, or someone they really love is struggling. And they say, oh, you know, my mom is, you know, really struggling, and she's the nicest person in the world. And so it's not that we necessarily, the thinking, the right perception is the wrong perception is just the world in which we live. And we're learning to have right perception, and that's a mind thing. Our bodies may not reflect all the healing that we're doing in our mind.
Right. To me, I use the story of Jesus, because you can say he had right perception, still got crucified and murdered.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, you probably could have saved us a lot of time if I would have let you talk there.
Well, no, yeah. It's important to have both ways of seeing it, because even this stuff about, oh, it's a classroom, the way I take some of that is we're trying to make sense of all the chaos that happens on Earth.
You know, that is so true. That is so true. Like, there must be a reason for it.
Yeah, it's along those lines, like, maybe we think we'll feel better if there was some greater meaning to some of these, you know, BS experience that we have, that we've gone through. Like, okay, well, if I learn a lesson from it, maybe it wasn't so bad. Mm-hmm. When, I don't know, in A Course in Miracles, there's a section called The Laws of Chaos. Chaos meaning the ego. And it's like, yeah. That's when we're in the ego thought system, that's all it is. It's chaos. It has no meaning. But then this is where the course also says, you know, you try to look back and give meaning to everything that happened in the ego, and you will be wrong, because there is no point or meaning in the ego thought system. There is a point and meaning in the Holy Spirit thought system, in love, but not in the ego thought system. And unless we're consciously coming from the Holy Spirit thought system and the world, you know, is operating on the ego thought system, there's no point to it.
There's no point to the world?
Well, yeah, it's not like there's some greater cosmic meaning in it. What others meant for evil, God can use for good. Yes, but that doesn't mean the evil came from God and that was all. Yes, God said, yeah, let there be evil, and then I'll teach you a lot of lessons through this. It's like we're all in the ego thought system here. Yeah, when we're coming from the what is the world of false perception, and stuff happens, and I would say there isn't any point to it. There isn't any greater, grander meaning behind it. And that what is oh, it's a classroom, tries to give so much meaning, and it could just be suffering and hurt, and that's all it is.
Right. It's almost like just saying something like, well, it's just a classroom, kind of like justifies all the horrible things that happen.
Yeah.
Like, collectively and individually.
Yeah, and I think that's, I don't know, I feel like I parrot myself or I'm saying the same thing over and over. It's like that's throughout this whole podcast experience because I just want people to know that in their suffering, just like what you were saying, it's not like we did something wrong. And then that's our punishment and we deserve that. Like, I just think that is so...
Not helpful,
so off the rails and not reality.
So let's go to lesson 242, because I think this will be helpful for us today. This day is God's. It is my gift to him. I will not lead my life alone today. I do not understand the world, and so to try to lead my life alone must be but foolishness. For there is one who knows all that is best for me, and he is glad to make no choices for me but the ones that lead to God. This day I give to him, for I would not delay my coming home, and it is he who knows the way to God.
And so we give today to you. We come with wholly open minds. We do not ask for anything that we may think we want. Give us what you would have received by us. You know all our desires and our needs, and you will give us all things that we want and that will help us find the way to you.
So going back to this, using coarse vernacular, wrong perception and right perception, it's truly, I can choose again. So what this lesson is telling me related to what we were talking about is that when I am in wrong perception and I realize it, such as, oh, someone said that life is a classroom and I have, so right now, okay, transparency, I'm suffering from plantar fasciitis, okay? So I could say, oh, what did I do to deserve plantar fasciitis? And beat up on myself, or I can just invite love in to the plantar fasciitis and say, you know, I'm in the physical body, things happen, I want to be aware if I'm not treating my body properly or if I'm doing something to cause something, but to say, if someone said to me, well, you know, I guess you created that, that's totally not helpful. And the right perception of plantar fasciitis is for me to know I am not my plantar fasciitis. Mm-hmm. I am...
You're still love.
I am not a body. I am free. For I am still, as God created me, love. I happen to be in a body who now its foot has plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sorry for interrupting you. But yeah, you're just... I am not a body, and that body right now has plantar fasciitis. And I was thinking back, I don't want this to seem like I'm some sort of like nihilist, oh yeah, life is pointless, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We can start to give our life meaning by doing this work. Like by doing, I'm going to say our forgiveness work. Don't take that the wrong way, but it's mm-hmm. like bringing love into who we are, that we are the idea that we are loving and lovable forever. The I'm not a body, I am free, for I'm still as God created me. to me, that has actually given more meaning to my life than it had when I, before I even knew that existed. Does that make sense? Oh, Am I being a little cryptic there?
No, I get it. And I guess I wanted to really point out that so it was Muji, actually, that really helped me. I'm really a proponent of, as a course student, to read as much as you can with other spiritual teachers, other philosophies, because it just really helps to, even if the philosophy is different than A Course in Miracles, it kind of helps you just mull it all over in your mind. But I know Muji was the one who really helped me. I was watching him in one of his series that he does when he goes to
Rishikesh.
Yes, I could not think of Rishikesh. When he goes to Rishikesh, and you know, he's there for a number of weeks at a time. And one night he received a question, and he said, "This body," speaking of his own body, "this body has diabetes." But he didn't have who he truly is. That's like insignificant to it, because he knows that he's not his body. Now, does he make sure that he eats properly? I've watched Muji in other videos. Yes, he does. Does he make sure he gets his exercise? Does he have to take his insulin? Does he have to do all these things? He takes care of the diabetes, but he knows that the diabetes is not who he is. Mm-hmm. And that's what I just really want us to focus on, because we're not alone, like the lesson says, right? This is God's day. It is my gift to him. I will not lead my life alone today. So if our bodies are suffering, we listen to guidance. How do we care for our bodies? How do we care for ourselves? And then know that even if we're just suffering, if our heart is breaking, or if we have a disease, or just emotionally we're really, really struggling, that we need to get whatever support we can for that, and know also that that isn't who we truly are.
Yeah. I see that even in our coaching work, that like our job isn't to then to say, oh, well, this is just a classroom or something like that. I see our coaching work as, whether it's a tool we have or a resource we know about, or directing people to other, you know, counselors or helpers, how do we help even relieve suffering here?
Yes.
Like, how do we help people make life better? It doesn't have to be you and me, and we know that. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, what helps are there in the world that could help this person?
Just like nonviolent communication. How can I make life more wonderful for you? And how can you make life more wonderful for me? That sort of thing. And then changing our perception from wrong-mindedness to right-mindedness is the journey. Wrong-mindedness is that we go into shame, we think our body is all that we are. Mm-hmm. And then the right-mindedness is to realize that we are not a body, we are free.
Yeah.
And we are still as love created us to be.
All right, well, I think that's a great place for us to stop today. So what is the world? We did that today. And then also lesson 242, this day is God's. It is my gift to him. Have a lovely day.
See you tomorrow.